welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, we'll hear about the 16th annual Coral Gables Blues Fest, Uncorked, the Key Largo and Isla Mirada Food and Wine Festival, Chef Norman Van Aken's A Word on Food, and our Broward Arts Calendar with Jody Horn-Leschinski.
Jack Frost gone and stolen all the flowers I would bring you. Ella doesn't know the lovely melodies I'd sing you. Satchmo couldn't even blow the love songs I would swing you. So I'm challenging you to take another chance on love.
Hometown favorite singer, songwriter, and musician, the award-winning Johnny Rogers returns to South Florida for three shows as part of the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center's Bring It Home Miami Cabaret Series. That's tonight and tomorrow. We recently caught up with the very busy Mr. Rogers, who is now touring the world for the U.S. State Department and as music director and pianist for Liza Minnelli. Well, Johnny Rogers, welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat.
Thank you, Ed. Thanks for having me, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. I got to hear about your last year. Reading your itinerary, I got exhausted. Take us through the highlights.
One of the most rewarding things is we had a tour to Russia this past year, and that was an amazing experience. It was our first time in Russia, and we've been traveling for the last 5 years abroad, in conjunction with the U.S. State Department's Department of Culture and Educational Exchange. It's been a very rewarding process.
I'm sure. Well, you joined the great ranks of State Department musicians touring the world like Dizzy Gillespie and Count Basie. And, man, that program's been going on for decades.
Yeah, it started in the 50s with Dizzy and Dave Brubeck.
Right.
And Louis Armstrong. In fact, they call Louis Armstrong Ambassador Satch.
Now you are called the Ambassador of American Music. Bravo.
That's right. Thank you very much. Like I said, we've been traveling for the past 5 years. We've gone to a lot of different places, Southeast Asia and the Pacific Islands. We went to the Middle East and the surrounding territories, and recently Russia. Moscow. We went all over the Russian area, and I'm actually headed back there coming up soon, both to Malaysia and Russia. And it's really the most rewarding thing we get to do, because while we're over there, not only do we get to do concerts, we perform with the Moscow Symphony Orchestra, but we also get to do master classes with students and showcases for the embassy. And we're really blessed to have that support and to get to continue our work abroad, because music is a bridge, and we really feel like, you know, we had our reservations about going to the Middle East. There's always a concern about safety, but they took excellent care of us, and we were so well received, and the people were so warm. It's just an affirmation that humans are connected by this bridge of music, and music can really overcome any obstacles, and it's so apolitical. It's such an apolitical thing, and it just brings people together.
Sure.
In such a beautiful way. So I look forward to continuing our work abroad.
Well, you're the greatest gift we've got to the world in music, being such a great instrumentalist and singer and songwriter as well. I bet you picked up the balalaika.
Oh, let me hear your balalaika singing out. It's not the USSR anymore, but you know, the funny thing is they still love that song.
Well, I'm sure you're helping the world appreciate the United States much more these days with your wonderful presentations all over. And they will continue in 2014, I understand. Malaysia is coming up for you, huh?
Yes, amid the winter snow, 2014 seems to be blossoming into a beautiful new year. In February, I'll be headed back with the band to the Miri Music Festival in Sarawak, Malaysia, in South Borneo, which we haven't been that far south in Borneo yet, so we're looking forward to that. And we're also talking with the embassy, and hopefully we'll have some further programming as well. And then, right after that, I come back, do my laundry, repack, and head out to the Triumph of Jazz Festival in Moscow and St. Petersburg.
Wow.
I'm going to be singing with the Igor Bootman Jazz Orchestra, so that's going to be a real treat.
Let's give Mr. Bootman a plug. He will be with the Moscow Jazz Orchestra in Miramar at the beautiful Miramar Cultural Center Saturday, January 18th. But in March of 2014, you'll be back here on the East Coast, Pittsburgh, PA, for an AIDS Task Force fundraiser. Is that still on?
That's still on, and that's going to be a wonderful experience because we'll have the whole band, and we're actually adding a horn player. We've been blessed to have a wonderful relationship with the legendary Randy Brecker.
Wow.
He played on our first album, Box of Photographs, and he played on our current release, which is called Legends of American Music, Volume 1. And these are songs that we've taken overseas and shared as a part of the American Great American Songbook catalog.
Mm-hmm.
We've done our own arrangements on them, but they're great classics by Louis Armstrong, Elvis Presley, Ray Charles, Jerry Lee Lewis, Chet Baker, Sam Cooke, Bill Withers, and it's a collection that we're very proud of. So we're thrilled to be able to share this American music with people all over the globe.
Well, you know, great young vocalists such as yourself and so many others in jazz and blues, they are hoping to add to the Great American Songbook, the great tunes sung in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. And it's nice that you want to put Elvis in there and Jerry Lee Lewis and Chet Baker and Bill Withers. I really appreciate that. And, you know, the book needs to be extended into contemporary times, does it not?
I believe it does. And you know, I recently moved from New York, where I lived for 13 years, down to Nashville about 6 months ago, and that has been a really eye-opening experience. I've been coming down here for the past 5 years, and I've met so many great songwriters, like Leslie Satcher, you know, top 10 country songwriters, and really, you know, it's about the song here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the song is the blood that keeps the music industry going. So, you know, we're trying to create new songs to hopefully be a part of that Great American Songbook. And, you know, it doesn't have to be a songbook that ends in, you know, the previous decades. It's an ongoing thing, and hopefully, you know, there are many great songwriters who are still penning great classics that will stand the test of time.
Sure. Some of the tunes on your latest release, Legends of American Music, Volume 1, are classics like Irving Berlin's Cheek to Cheek and Hoagy Carmichael's Georgia on My Mind. You slip in a few of your great compositions, your originals. You've got What a Wonderful World, Bob Teal, the great jazz producer with George David Weiss, and Let's Get Lost, a McHugh Lesser chestnut, Bring It On Home. So you're really extending the contemporary definition of Great American Songbook. Bravo, sir.
Thank you. And, you know, hopefully some of my originals will end up one day being classics.
I'm sure they will. We want to mention again, Johnny Rogers will be in performance tonight and tomorrow at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center's Cabaret Series. Tonight, 8:30 show. Saturday, 2 shows, 7:30 and 9:30. And for more info, go to smdcac.org or call 786-573-5300. The gorgeous South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center is located at 10950 Southwest 211th Street in Cutler Bay, and you have to go. It is a marvelous new performing arts center. And Johnny, it's so nice that you're taking part in their cabaret series. You are a cabaret award winner when you moved up to New York, fresh out of a school here in South Florida, and you're still picking up awards. And it is magnificent to have you back here for two dates in South Florida tonight and tomorrow. More info, of course, at JohnnyRogers.com. And before we wrap it up, tease me, if you will, about Volume 2 of Legends of American Music. What might we find in that upcoming release?
Oh, you know, like Santa, I never want to give away my gifts. it will be another collection of great songs. We continue to put together new arrangements of old classics and hopefully renew interest in them and introduce them to a whole new generation of music lovers.
Last question. Are you still working with Liza?
Absolutely. I recently did a South American tour with her as her musical director and pianist, and that was a thrill. I've toured with for 13 years, and there's a lot to be learned when you get to travel with an icon like that.
Wow.
Sit in the best seat in the house. And he always told me, give it 110% every time you go out on that stage, and surround yourself with people who are better than you. So I'm glad to have my my band. When I come down to South Florida, the great thing is I get to play with the greatest musicians in town and in some of the greatest musicians in the country. Chuck Bergeron will be on bass,
wow.
John Hart on drums. So we have a lot of the University of Miami faculty and just the top-notch players, and I love making music with them. They're great guys and wonderful musicians.
It's going to be a great show tonight and two great shows tomorrow. And Johnny Rogers, thank you so much for taking time out for us here on South Florida Arts Beat. Safe trips to you, my friend.
All right. Thanks again, Ed.
Once again, for more information, check out johnnyrogers.com or smdcac.org, or you can call 786-573-5300. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue in just a moment.
You took time to take another chance on love. Take another chance on love.